The State House in Vermont has passed a resolution thanking one of its members for the peanut M&Ms.
Excuse me?
It'd be Representative Ken Atkins from Winooski. He's a Democrat.
I love Winooski.
Yeah. He's carried on a tradition since 1999 in which every time there's a pause in legislative action for a House roll call, he dumps a bunch of M&Ms into a glass jar that's on his desk and invites the other House members to come around and snack a little bit, chat, all that. Says he tried putting plain M&M instead of the peanut ones, but it didn't work.
Nah, not as good.
Nobody take the plain ones, so he took the peanut ones.
You know, and I'm a big fan of the peanut M&Ms. But the problem is that occasionally you get some skunky peanuts in those things.
Well, does that surprise you? I mean, the whole idea is you're supposed to, you know, chomp down on the chocolate, just do it in one fell swoop. You know, it's not like you're licking off the coating or anything, are you? I mean,
you're not supposed to.
I don't tell my secrets on the radio.
You're supposed to crunch it all right there. At once.
I do, but sometimes if you get a skunky peanut, I mean, it dominates the whole bite. I mean, it's just like, ooh.
So. Went to school with a guy named Skunky Peanut. It's his little nickname. Hey, while we're talking about news of the Northeast, police say a former Miss New Hampshire USA faces simple assault charges stemming from a confrontation with her boyfriend. Police say on Sunday, 26-year-old Nicole Hody was arrested. Authorities said the Manchester beauty queen punched, kicked, scratched her 33-year-old boyfriend.
How old is she?
She's 26. He's 33. Okay. Police said the two were arguing when the boyfriend took away her phone. That's when the physical confrontation started.
When it happened, huh?
Yep, that's exactly right. Nicole is a 2010 Miss New Hampshire. But, you know, how you treat your lady in your life is important. It's never a good idea to dump your dentist girlfriend for another woman and then visit her for your little oral surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
David.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Anna Makoviak is facing jail after her ex-boyfriend, that would be Marek Ozalewski. These are great names, but after all, he showed up at her office with a toothache, okay?
Where was this?
This was in, I think, it doesn't say. Maybe around here. Not around here, but, you know, in America. Anyway.
Not really.
People
distrusting Brazos Valley dentists now.
He goes in for a toothache. She puts him under a heavy dose of anesthetic and yanked all his teeth.
No.
Yes, she did. Oh, yes. But she wasn't done. Oh. Then she wrapped his head up and his jaw in a bandage to stop him from opening his mouth when he woke up. Told him that there'd be complications and he'd need to see a specialist. He later said, he later said,
"What did you do to me?
I knew
you in court."
That's what it would sound like at Kyle Field if Chase forgot his teeth.
Oh, why you have Yankee hook down?
Anyway. But his mouth, he said, "I knew something was wrong because when I woke up, I couldn't feel any teeth, and my jaw was strapped up with bandages. But his mouth was numb, so he couldn't be sure, and he said, I didn't have any reason to doubt her. I mean, I thought she was a professional." Yeah, well, claims that she tried to detach herself from her emotions, but when I saw him lying there, I said, what the heck, let's go for it.
It was a dentist in Poland.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Olewski's new girlfriend dumped him. Said, "I can't be seen with a man who has no teeth."
At what point did he go, "You know, I'll let you put me under"?
I don't know.
I'm going to get in the actual chair.
I found the story on New York Daily News' website. She said she got a quote. They've got a quote from her. "I tried to be professional and detach myself from my emotions, but when I saw him lying there, I just thought, what a bad,
yeah,
that word.
Bad, yeah.
What a bad guy."
Yeah, and so she...
So that's when she... I mean, you talk about premeditation.
What kind of rating would that get you with the BBB?
Oh, there you go.
Listen to the segue.
Mr. Segway today.
Man.
But, you know, if she decides she's...
I can't work with this
practice,
much professional.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, anyway, Bill McGuire here, not to talk about that, but to talk about other things. BBB, so what you got for us today?
Well, for one thing, to answer Steve's question, we don't handle anybody in Poland, so
the dentist
would have been safe.
So, in other words, if you go into the BBB website to get the rating and you put Polish dentist, it'll say not found.
It's going to reject it?
Yeah, it'll say not found.
Not going to be there.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, well, today I brought in something to shed some light on radiant barriers.
Oh, okay.
Radiant barriers are often installed in attics to reduce summer heat buildup, which we're getting close to starting to have, maybe.
Unfortunately.
And the Better Business Bureau offers this advice if you want to increase your home's energy efficiency but decrease your chance of being scammed. As you know, contractors will claim that radiant barriers will save you money because your air conditioner or furnace won't have to work as hard. Here's how to decide if this product is a good choice for your home. For one thing, don't buy it if you don't need it. Right, Scott?
I mean, come on. Always true.
Right.
Always true.
So you got to know the facts. Radiant barriers only reflect radiant heat. That seems to make sense. And the amount can be very small during winter months. Barriers are less effective in climates that do not receive a lot of sun. Guess what? We do receive a lot of sun.
We do.
Radiant barriers may be of no use in homes with adequate insulation. So first thing, you want to check to see if you have adequate insulation. You may not need it. Radiant barriers provide more thermal insulation if combined with insulation materials as part of a reflective insulation system. You can find more facts at Energy Star, which is www.energystar.gov. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, www.epa.gov, or the U.S. Department of Energy, www.energy.gov. Watch out for scams. Some scam artists make exaggerated claims about energy efficiency and cost savings, selling consumers on products they may not need. The pitch works this way. You are either invited to a free dinner at an area restaurant where you'll hear all about energy-saving products and or services. The company persuades you to let them inspect your home for free, and they'll make an assessment and tell you, hey, you need this product. You know, it's going to save you whole lots of money. And it may not be the truth. So the company finds your heating cooling system is inadequate, inflates how much energy and money that the product will save you, and the rest is history. So you have to protect your interests, Scott. Don't assume a company's claim about your energy consumption is the truth. Learn more from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Get an unbiased energy audit from your utility company, and then you can make a better informed decision. Read all energy savings claims carefully. Get independent information about product performance prior to purchase. Check with the BBB for a report on the company. Be skeptical. Avoid unsolicited door-to-door sales calls and high-pressure sales tactics. You know, those are the folks that come around different times of the year and try to buy you some sort of seasonal, or try to get you to buy some sort of seasonal product. Use the Federal Trade Commission's cooling off rule. This allows 3 business days to cancel a contract signed in your home or at a location other than the contractor's permanent place of business. And always check with the BBB. You can call us, 979-260-2222, or check out companies on the web at www.bbb.org. Check first.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Better Business Bureau on alternate Mondays. The community interview is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. Have cataract or need other vision correction, call today at 776-7564.